This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden's campaign says the Democratic presidential nominee tested negative for coronavirus on Sunday. Biden holding a rally in the battleground state of Florida and also participating in a town hall with Florida voters. The second of three presidential debates also set for Florida. Simone Sanders, Biden campaign's senior advisor, says the former vice president will be there.
We are looking forward to the debate on October 15th in Miami. It's a town hall, and as you know, Vice President Biden loves a good town hall, and we are hoping that President Trump can participate. We're hoping that he's medically able to participate. You know, that's up to his doctors to clear him. But Joe Biden will be at that debate.
Sanders speaking there on CNN. President Trump's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, says the president is feeling well and could be discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center as early as today. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attorney General Bill Barr is self-quarantining after attending a White House event with officials who now have the coronavirus. The Justice Department says Barr has taken four coronavirus tests since Friday and all have been negative. Barr attended the White House event to announce a new Supreme Court justice. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has shortened his scheduled trip to Asia after President Trump tested positive for COVID-19. Pompeo is fourth in line to succeed the president behind Vice President Mike Pence and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Pompeo has tested negative twice for COVID-19 and says he's feeling fine. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom set to hold a news conference at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, giving an update on wildfires and the coronavirus response efforts in California. California wildfires have burned more than 4 million acres in what's already a record-setting fire season. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Vice President Mike Pence is set to debate Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris on Wednesday night. As far as the roles and responsibilities of a vice president, even during a debate, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman says,
when you accept the role as vice president, and you know, there were some sort of Democratic core constituency groups that were not 100% in favor of my selection, and what we said to them, I and then Vice President Gore, was the reality, which is a president should expect the vice president to argue with him if he disagrees on a matter in private. But once the president decides, that's it. And by the time you get to the debate, you know pretty much where your presidential candidate is. So really, you've got to reflect that. I suppose in a rare case, you could say, here's what I think, but I'll do whatever the president says, because he's the commander-in-chief. He's the boss.
Lieberman speaking there on Newsmax. And a rare Monday night football doubleheader, as the Kansas City Chiefs will host the New England Patriots at Arrowhead Stadium, followed by the Atlanta Falcons heading to Green Bay to play against the Green Bay Packers. The Chiefs-Patriots game was moved because of a positive COVID-19 test. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jim Wahlberg's joining us now. His new book, The Big Hustle, a Boston Street Kid's story of addiction and redemption. Jim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's clear up the obvious. People hear Wahlberg and they go, and Boston, and you hear the name and the city together and you go, okay, is he part of the infamous Danny and Mark Wahlbergs?
He is part of the infamous Donnie and Mark Wahlberg, yep.
Donnie, yes.
Yeah, those are my two younger brothers. Yep.
Yes, exactly. So cheeseburgers for everybody, you know, even... Producer Brad says, oh, yeah, I've had Wahlburgers there at, there in Minneapolis.
Yep. They're, we're in the Mall of America there.
Yep, exactly. Well, let's talk about your story. But first of all, before we go, I want to talk about the foreword by Jim Caviezel. How did that come about?
So Jim is a friend of mine. Jim and I met, about 6-7 years ago now. We were both in Las Vegas for the Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight.
Mm.
And, I had mentioned to one of my friends who happened to be on the show with Jim that I was going to mass at 4 o'clock if he wanted to join me. Mm. And he looked at me like I was crazy. He's like, you're in Las Vegas. What do you mean you're going to mass?
Right.
And, but then he texted me a little while later and said, my friend Jim would like to go to mass with you. And I said, that's great. Jim who? And where do I meet him?
Mm.
And it turns out it was Jim Caviezel.
Who's also a Catholic. Yes.
A devout Catholic, yep. Mm. And so Jim, myself, a couple of my friends, and Mike Sweeney, who played for the Kansas City Royals, we all went to mass together. And we sat and we talked and I shared my testimony with them on that day, and Jim and I have been very close since.
Well, he was greatly impressed by your story, Jim, in the midst of what you went through as a kid growing up. I mean, big family, 9 kids, right?
Yep.
And what are you, number 5? You're about in the middle of it?
I'm the middle child, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so, as you say, it's hard to think of the Wahlbergs having a hard time, but you speak of a story of poverty. I mean, it wasn't the Wahlbergs of the 21st century, and not even close, right?
No. So when we were little, there were 9 of us living in, 11 of us with my parents living in a 3-bedroom apartment in Dorchester, which is, you know, at that time was a much more poor community. And, you know, so we slept feet to head, doubled up in bunk beds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my mom and dad both worked very hard just to put food on the table. And so we struggled a lot. There were many times in our lives when, you know, we didn't have many of the just basic necessities that people have. But, you know, as we were growing and my parents needed to work more and more to keep a roof over our head and keep food in our bellies, that's when I started to sort of, I was starved for attention, you know, and so I started looking for that attention outside the house. And of course, I was looking for it in all the wrong places.
Yeah, as the song says, yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So how did you get involved with drugs?
So, I mean, it was a progression. I started out at a very, very young age. The first time I drank, I was about 8 years old. The older kids in the neighborhood thought it would be funny to watch a little kid drink.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Nothing major happened. I didn't get caught. I didn't get sick. I didn't really drink a lot. But something happened to me inside. I found acceptance. I found, you know, like I made them laugh.
You had street cred all of a sudden, huh?
I had a little street cred,
yeah,
for a minute, and they were much older kids. And so, you know, I didn't, like, start drinking every day. But my behavior changed quite a bit over the next 2 years. You know, like the first time I ever played hooky in school, I think I was in the first grade. You know, like I was just always into something, right? I was always doing something that I shouldn't be doing that would then bring attention to me. And so the next time I drank, it was a similar situation in reference to it was a bunch of much older kids. But this time I had stolen somebody's wallet from the YMCA that I hung out at. And I loved that place. And to steal from them brought a lot of shame to me in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I stole this guy's wallet. There was $50 in it. It was 1975. For that $50, I got a quart of Budweiser and a pack of cigarettes from these older kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that day something did happen. That day I couldn't get enough. I drank my quart of Budweiser. Then I started drinking their quarts of Budweiser. And I went home and I got sick right on my mom's kitchen floor. And she knew what was going on immediately. And, you know, she said, "Where'd you get it?" And I, of course, pointed right up the street and blamed it all on them. And that, you know, as a result of that event, I got locked in my room for a couple of days. I got, obviously, a spanking because my dad spanked.
Yes.
That was back in the old days when you could spank.
Exactly.
Kids.
When you got nine kids, you gotta do something. Right. I came from a family of nine kids, and we knew when our dad went to the closet to get his baseball, his baseball belt off his uniform. Yeah. We knew it was coming.
Yeah. So, but after a few days, you know, like I got called downstairs and, you know, in the old days, if you got caught smoking cigarettes, your parents would make you smoke a pack of cigarettes, you'd get sick, and you'd never smoke again.
Right.
Well, they thought, I think, because I was so violently ill that that I would probably never drink again. And so hold on one second, I apologize. I'm on the radio, sorry. My dad figured I got so violently ill that I would never drink again. And so he said, you know, you're not old enough to drink. Go out. And I went out. It was the middle of summer. And I was out of my house 5 minutes. And I was back up to those older kids' house.
Oh, wow.
Ready to pay the price of telling on them as long as I could have more, as long as I could hang out with them, and as long as I could be part of their crew. And I was 10. They were 16, 17. You know, they were much, much older.
Mm-hmm.
And really, from that point on, moving forward, my life just started to spiral out of control.
Yeah. Yeah, you made a decision to go down that yellow brick road, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I was stuck. It was almost like a switch went off in my head. And, you know, there were times in my life where I would be home in my house And I remember the safest, most comfortable place for me in my entire world was laying on my mom's bed, smelling her Aqua Net hairspray from her pillow.
Right.
It's just something about that made me feel safe and protected. And but then the thought would come to my mind that I was missing something in the street.
Well, Jim, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Jim Wahlberg, his new book, The Big Hustle, A Boston Street Kid's Story of Addiction and Redemption. We've got more from Jim after this.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, Jim Wahlberg and I have been having fun. Yes, I'm glad he corrected me. I knew it was Donnie. I mean, I love Blue Bloods. I watch Blue Bloods, even the reruns, Jim, I watch them. I mean, I know it's Donnie, it's not Danny, but we're talking with Jim Wahlberg, his older brother. His brand new book, The Big Hustle, A Boston Street Kid's Story of Addiction and Redemption. Real quick before we get more in the book, I saw the movie that you presented. What about the kids? Boy, I'll tell you, that's the forgotten part of addiction, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. There are children across the country being raised by either, you know, in foster care, shelters, or by their grandparents in the case of this particular film. But there are thousands and thousands of grandparents raising their grandchildren due to overdose death.
Exactly. And this story is a powerful story that opens up with the overdose and death of the mother and this young, rather precarious young daughter. Boy, what a heart for God and a great story, and it's depicted there on the movie. How can they see the movie themselves, Jim?
So anybody can see the movie anytime. You can go to whataboutthekidsfilm.com. The film is there. There's also a documentary, so a real family that had a very similar experience as the movie is there. And then there's some behind-the-scenes stuff. There's some downloadable material, questions related to addiction and educational material and numbers where you can get some help.
Well, the whole idea here is this is about vulnerability. It's sharing real stories and understanding that you're not by yourself. You're not the only one doing this. Whether you are the one who is addicted or the one dealing with someone who is addicted. I mean, it's such a powerful force because you have to get to that point, just like for you, Jim, in your life, that there's parity, that you can, that somebody has a fair chance at being able to speak into your life as you can speak into theirs and allow room for the truth to come out. But this is what we're so grateful to God for, is that the truth is unrelenting, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And I'll say, you just said something that's so important, and it's actually the reason I do what I do, right? Yes, I'm serving the Lord, and yes, I want to evangelize wherever possible, but I want to share my story and stories like mine so that people can, you know, if it can happen to me, it can happen to them. And if I can, you know, if I can experience redemption and God's mercy and love, you can too. And
right.
we can get beyond this thing. And sharing that, I'm hoping to chip away at the stigma and yes, give people hope that I survived all that I survived with God's help. Yeah. And now, you know, all of that ugliness of my life, God now uses as assets for me to
reach
people.
Well, and here you are, fast forward, as we said, you chose to go down that yellow brick road of addiction and hustling, and you find yourself in jail looking at some, you know, long time. I mean, you're at a point, you're in your 20s thinking, gosh, it'd be 30s before I get out of here. I got to figure out some new hustle to get you out of there. And you happen, by the grace of God, to run into a priest. Tell us about that.
So Father Jim Freitas, a great man who's now in heaven, approached me about, he had a job opportunity cleaning the chapel. And instantly I thought, oh, this is going to be great. This priest actually smokes cigarettes, right? So I'm thinking, I'm going to get cigarettes. I'm going to get access to the phone. I'm going to get coffee. I'm just going to take advantage of the situation. And ultimately I took the job, and a lot of those things did happen. I smoke all his cigarettes. I did sneak access to the phone, and I was definitely making maneuvers. And then he said to me, you know, I need you to clean the chapel on Saturdays after the vigil mass, so you might as well just come and then you can stay and clean. And I was like, yeah, okay, never connecting it that his move was just to get me to back to mass, right? And so now I'm going to mass, I'm going weekly, I'm starting to refamiliarize myself, I'm starting to feel something. And then he comes to me and says, we got a very special guest coming to the prison in 2 weeks. And I said, who's that? And he said, Mother Teresa is coming to this prison.
Oh, wow.
And I said, that's amazing. Who's Mother Teresa? Because I didn't know. I grew up,
yes.
You know, But I lived, my life was all about my next drink, my next drug, and where was I going to sleep that night? Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about world events or famous people. And so the day came, and she walked into that prison, and I saw humility for the first time in my life. Mm-hmm. And she refused to go on the stage and sit in a fancy chair. Instead, she stayed on her knees with the inmates. And I looked in her face, and I felt like I was looking at the face of God in that moment. And then she got up and she spoke, and she said things that I never heard before. She said, "You are more than your prison number. You are more than the crimes you have been convicted of. You are a child of God, and Jesus Christ died for you." And I felt like there was nobody else in the room, and she was speaking directly to me. And it was a profound moment, to say the least. And right after that, the next day, I went back to Father Freitas and said, "I want to know more about God, and I want to know more about my faith." And I started to prepare to make my confirmation. On that day, I started the preparation. Mm. And I made my confirmation the very next year at 22 years old, mm-hmm. in state prison.
Right. 12 years later than you would have normally made your confirmation, right, in the normal context of Catholic order. But here is this powerful, dynamic woman. She wasn't even 5 foot, was she? Just a little thing.
She just, they were walking through the quad, and it was all of these big shots, the governor, mm. the warden, the commissioner of the Department of Corrections, and then a little space opened up, and this little teeny person comes walking out of there. And she was literally like 4 feet tall.
Right.
She had sandals on that looked like they were 1,000 years old, a sweater, the moth holes. And as she got closer, I noticed her pockets were filled with money, cash. People used to just hand Mother Teresa money because they knew what she was going to do with it.
Yes.
Right? And I hadn't seen cash in a couple of years. I've been in prison. They don't have cash.
Right.
And it was. I knew instantly that this was a very important, but not only important, but holy person,
right,
that was in my presence.
So for you, then the con melts, right? So you drop the con.
John, I mean, it comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
It comes and goes, right?
Yeah.
But I'm now, I'm preparing to make my confirmation. I'm going to 12-step meetings. I'm clean and sober. My family is starting to, my mom is starting to sense that there's something different going on with me, right? And then it was time to make my confirmation, and I called her, and she had sworn to never visit me in prison again.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, "Mom, I'm going to make my confirmation, and I would really love it if you could, find it in your heart to come."
Yeah.
And she really had to think about it, and it took a couple of weeks, but finally she said, "Oh, I'm going to come." And the moment she saw me, she knew. Now, my mother tells this story every time I see my mother, every time I'm with my mother, and every time anyone else is with us. She'll say, "Jimmy, do you remember that moment? Do you remember that day I came to see you, the day I knew you were different?" God touched my mother's heart that day, and she saw the man that her son was supposed to be, not what I had turned into. And it was like my Mother Teresa moment.
Yes.
That was her Mother Teresa.
I was going to say,
there.
Wow. Yeah. Talk about confirming all that she held in her heart for you from the day you were born, and going through all the pain of addiction and that you went through, and it came together on that day, and it was a confirmation directly from God to her very heart that Jim's okay. Jim Wahlberg, his story, boy, highly recommend this book. Maybe you will find your own Mother Teresa moment in this book as well. The Big Hustle, a Boston Street Kid's story of addiction and redemption. Jim, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you, brother. God bless you, too.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden's campaign says the Democratic presidential nominee tested negative for coronavirus on Sunday. Biden holding a rally in the battleground state of Florida and also participating in a town hall with Florida voters. The second of three presidential debates also set for Florida. Simone Sanders, Biden campaign senior advisor, says the former vice president will be there.
We are looking forward to the debate on October 15th in Miami. It's a town hall, and as you know, Vice President Biden loves a good town hall, and we are hoping that President Trump can participate. We're hoping that he's medically able to participate. You know, that's up to his doctors to clear him. But Joe Biden will be at that debate.
Sanders speaking there on CNN. President Trump's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, says the president is feeling well and could be discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center as early as today. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, part of the problem in dealing with this whole COVID issue and this pandemic has been, really getting down to the truth of the matter. You've got a percentage of Americans that don't want to hear numbers. They're not prepared to deal with it. I mean, you might as well, you know, it's the wrong gospel, wrong church, as we say. They just kind of bounce off of them. And because they're emotionally vested in this whole issue for whatever reason, politically, unfortunately, politics downstream of our culture is so infected, and it is blinding the eyes and the common sense of everyday Americans. I mean, numbers that they want us to believe, upwards of 9% of Americans have died of COVID since the beginning of 2020. The actual percentage is around 0.4%. And if you look at just even what the CDC said, which they kind of got rid of that really quick, was the statement that people that died of COVID only, okay, didn't have comorbidities, other associated diseases that could contribute to one's demise, but that it was COVID only that took them out, less than 1%, which translated, today maybe about 900, barely 1,000 people. But for that small number, because again, we're in the midst of all these politics and this political environment that we're in. We've shut down the government. We've taken people off their jobs. We've destroyed jobs that may not come back. This is the American political system, not the life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness America that you and I grew up with. Bob Zadik joins us now. He's the author and editor of Essential Liberty, Finding Freedom in a COVID World. Bob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks very much for having me, Bill. And joy talking to you.
Yeah, well, let's talk about, again, as I stated, numbers are meaningless to people. They don't want to hear about the numbers. They're emotionally vested. And when you're this emotionally invested, it's almost like somebody who's drowning. I don't know if you were ever a lifeguard in one of your early lives or not, but I was around it, never actually became a lifeguard, but was, near, and I could I heard the teachings, and it was quite shocking. I remember the first time I heard an advisor telling the lifeguard standing nearby that in the event of a crisis, if you see somebody's drowning, you don't go in and save them right away. Now, that was antithetical to me. I thought, what? Somebody's drowning. What do you mean you don't go and save them right away? And the rest of what he had to share made a lot of sense. That is that they have too much energy, and that if you go and save them right away, you will both end up drowning. You have to allow them to get the fight out of them to where they rely totally on you, and then you can extricate them from their crisis. And to me, this reminds me so much of what that lifeguard told those other lifeguards that day that I happened to witness, is that this is America today. We have a lot of fight, a lot of emotion in us, and we're not ready to be saved yet.
Well, my comment, first of all, if I was the drowning swimmer who knew those instructions, the first thing I would tell the lifeguard on the shore is, okay, I'm ready.
I surrender.
Come and save me. Don't worry about me. I'll keep my hands at my side. Just get me out of the darn water.
So, exactly.
So I learned something about how to swim around lifeguards now, and you probably have lengthened my life. So I appreciate. So you didn't know each other for 40 seconds, and already you've given me some life-saving advice, and I appreciate that.
Well, hopefully this life-saving advice can translate to the rest of America, because of the emotions running so heavy right now that, one minute we will hear the pundits say, well, we need to listen to the doctors, the scientists. We need to listen to them. And we listen to them, and they're all over the spectrum. I'm not sure we have determined consensus on this, and because it's been all over the place, I think it's put us in a precarious position, has it not? Normally you would have the president. I mean, it's interesting. They say, well, the president should take the lead on this. Well, the president, I believe, has tried to take the lead, but he's been invalidated by the mainstream media and others that, complain. The very people that complain that he's not taking the lead are the same ones that are invalidating him and discrediting him.
Well, I don't know. If you say the president should take the lead, as you know, Bill, in our system of government, in this crisis, it is not the president which is assigned primary responsibility. Under our federalist system, ever since the founding, ever since before the founding, it was local government, states, and really cities that mm-hmm. have primary responsibility for the health, welfare, and safety of citizens. That's where it sits. There was no federal health department, no federal police force. That was all local. So the president should take the moral lead, for sure.
Right.
That's part of the job description, but not the actual political and legal control, because the situations vary. Problems in a small town in Wyoming are not the same thing as Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York. So it has to be done locally. And, of course, I don't think people, citizens, I'm not as quick. You certainly make a valid point, a very strong point. I'm not as quick to criticize the citizens for allowing their emotions to govern. They have been manipulated and egged on by government. As you know, because I know that you know this, the primary tool by which governments acquire power is fear.
Mm-hmm.
The more the citizens are fearful, the more they look to somebody to alleviate the fear. If we are not fearful, we are totally independent. We don't need help.
Exactly.
But once the government makes you frightened of dying, then you look to the government, please, government, protect me from death. So it is fear which is the most valuable tool in a governmental toolbox.
Exactly.
And so people have responded to their elected officials and the media, their handmaiden, and the people have been manipulated into emotionality.
Yes.
It is not their natural course of things. People, the natural course of things is care for your family, enjoy your friends, earn a living, and run your life. That's the natural order of things.
Mm-hmm.
The fear is artificially instilled by elected officials so they can use the fear to acquire power. And this has happened in spades during the COVID pandemic.
Well, Bob, several things. First of all, I agree with you, and you read me correctly, and that is that there's a moral agency that needs to be adhered to, and that's where leadership and where the president comes in. Unfortunately, that has been obliterated, as you said, by the handmaidens of a certain aspect of the government that wants to control you, and that is the power of fear. I agree wholeheartedly with your assessment here. And in your final paragraph is the idea is that when things are operating, as you say, there's a natural order of things. When we're true to that natural order of things, we're better served. And that natural order of things is being obliterated by fear. And you are absolutely spot on. And the challenge is that we're still in that water drowning, and we've got to find a way to get out of this fear bubble so that, and in some cases, I mean, in some cases across the country, there are cities, there's municipalities, in some cases states, that are outside of that bubble, but we're not hearing that story to help the rest of the municipalities and states around the country, you know, find a port in the storm to find some repose in the midst of this pandemic, are we?
No, we're not. You never hear the cameras of the national media never visit the Midwestern, the Southern, some Western states, and never see life just regular.
Right.
Now, it's regular there, not because they are irresponsible.
Bob, I'm sorry. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Bob Zadik after this. Stay with us.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so that you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back.
and we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, this song summarizes, what Bob Zadik is sharing with us, the author and editor of Essential Liberty, Finding Freedom in a Post-COVID World, and all that has been involved with this world. He says for himself, early on during the pandemic, he made a point in his reading to choose a select group of the most rational writers and commentators who take the balance of evidence in account when discussing the inevitable trade-offs of the current moment. No dogma or politicking, just evidence and even-handed analysis. And remarkably, he says he's emerged optimistic about the future of liberty in the United States. That's pretty much the summation of your book, isn't it, Bob?
It is. I do, as you know, Bill, I do a live radio show, a call-in show on Sunday mornings in Pacific time from 8 to 9 a.m. Sunday morning Pacific time. Mm-hmm. It's live stream on the web, so you can listen anywhere in the country, and it's podcast, of course, wherever your podcasts are downloaded to. And what we've done in the book, it's my fourth book, is I do a show every Sunday. I always have a guest. It's a one-hour show. And I have they're very gracious and very smart guests, and they're very generous with their time. And I've realized there's so much wisdom in this 1 hour that I get from the guests that we transcribe the shows, and then we edit them, and we look for shows that have a common theme, and then we, with the vision of the guest, we supply in the book an edited transcript, but the actual words of the guests, as well as my own words, asking questions, and it reads beautifully. So we end up with the collected wisdom of a whole lot of smart people, all expressed contemporaneously on my show. So it's not a collection of other people's writings. It's the actual transcript, no changes, no editing except for grammar, of these guests. Mm-hmm. And so I'm able to present to the public in a way that's permanent. Instead of trying to find an old show that you happen to like, well, there it is in book form, organized by topic.
Yeah.
It's a very convenient resource material, and the audience and the readership seems to enjoy it.
Absolutely. It's such a blessing that you do that, Bob Zadik, because in this information age in which we live in, we're deluged with information. The challenge, as you found out early on, is where do I go? What writers can I rely on that play it down the middle, that are devoid of, the political morass and the muck and mire? So that you can really understand what's going on. But sadly, I mean, you probably represent, 1% of the body politic. And you are as a blessing to your audiences. We do the same thing. I mean, we get guests like yourself, best-selling authors, legal analysts, and that sort of thing that come on the show to do exactly what you do with your podcast, is that we want to bless people and advance their understanding. This is one of our guests, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, says that it is knowledge. You need knowledge to precede action. And this is smart action, not just action for activity's sake. It's to do things on purpose, to be absolutely intentional about the choices you make and how you're contributing to the body politic.
You said one thing, Bill, a second ago. You said we're deluged with information. I wish that was the case. We are deluged with words,
yes.
But there is a dearth of information in that. There's a lot of words, but you have to really look hard to find information, which is objective, factual, accurate information. So I don't think we're deluged. I think we're missing information.
Mm.
We have too many words and too little information.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is, where we're blessed to live in a society where really we have to be self-responsible agents. So you've got to be determinative in terms of the information that you expose yourself to and what mediums you turn to in order to get this proper information and that you're not deluged with words, right?
Well, it is both easier and harder to be an actively participating citizen today than it was in the past. It's easier because the information, your word of a second ago, is out there. There is more information easily available to citizens, voters who look for it. The hard part is, there's also a lot of fluff and noise and misinformation. So as a citizen, the challenge of separating the wheat from the chaff is harder, but the benefits are greater because it's all there. So it requires us to refine our reading, to give our attention, and we only have limited time to give to learning, to give our attention to those people who deserve it, and to be very selective about who you rely upon for objective information. I'm not saying they have to be of the same political orientation as you.
Right.
They just have to be smart and rational with no manipulation agenda.
No,
and it's hard to do it, but it's rewarding when you succeed.
Well, I agree. And especially I have found that I get better forms of information from people that I don't necessarily agree with. If nothing else, what they will cause me to do, Bob, is they'll cause me to think deeper and to make sure that my arguments are sound. If we are just siloed with people of the same thought, one of us is redundant and unnecessary. And as Jordan Peterson writes in his book, you can be so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid.
You know, you said something a second ago that I perked up when you said it. You said, your arguments are sound. The reason I perked up, Bill, as soon as you said that, is because my view, when I meet somebody from whom I could learn, my attitude is, I really don't care very much what you think. I do care how you reach that conclusion. Mm. It is the process. It was your process in in reaching an opinion rational, or was it all emotional
exactly.
and vacuous and just or a soundbite? So when you learn from somebody why they think what they do, you learn so much. Their opinion itself is kind of noise, but how they got there is very valuable.
Well, Bob, to your point, this is why I have found that critical thinking has become a rare commodity these days. We need to re-embrace critical thinking to what you're just saying right now.
And a regret, well, I did a show on this yesterday when I talked about K through 12 education and how the textbooks are being taken over by critical race theory and ethnic studies, which is the opposite of critical thinking. So I did a whole hour on this yesterday on my show. So you're exactly spot on in what you just said.
Well, we know the 1619 Project has taken hold. Interesting. I mean, here's somebody who wins an award, internationally famous award for it, and then and says, well, I know it's a little loose, it's been discredited, but meanwhile, education institutions have embraced this. I believe the 1619 Project now is in something like 3,500 educational centers, just what you want your children or your grandchildren to be in the midst of, right? Did I lose you, Bob? Did I lose you? Is he still there, Bob? Bob? Hello? Okay, well, let's,
I'll tell you, we're... Sorry, I'll just drop you for a second. I'm sorry, we're back.
Okay, no worries. But we're just saying, okay, so your response then.
Yeah, the 1619 Project, which of course is a project of the New York Times, it's shameful in that because it has the brand of the New York Times, which used to be the leading paper in the country, but now has just become not journalism at all. And when I canceled my New York Times subscription, I'm a lifetime reader. When I canceled it about a year and a half ago, it was momentous because I've been reading that since high school. Wow. And I wouldn't dream of not starting my day with the New York Times. And when I broke the umbilical, it was really kind of weird in the beginning, and now it's fine. But the 1619 Project, of course, for those listeners who might not be aware of it, is a New York Times project, which you're right, was given, I think, a Pulitzer Prize.
Right.
And it was sponsored and paid for by the New York Times, and it starts with the premise that the founding principle of our country was slavery, that our country was formed primarily to foment and encourage slavery. And it looks at all of the events in our rich, beautiful history, and some of it is not beautiful. It takes all of the events and it analyzes them through the filter of racism and slavery. It is painful to read, and when you think that if you're a parent and listening, that your children, when you turn your children's mind over to a school and you have no control over what goes on in those 6 hours when your child and his to her mind is separated from you, when you learn what they are being taught, it will frighten you and it will anger you. And parents have no way of knowing. They simply do not have the time to proofread the textbooks. But the 1619 Project, which, Bill, you just highlighted, is an abhorrence. It's shameful. And to think that in 15 years, students who are studying the 1619 Project will be voting, and shortly thereafter, they will be elected officials. And that's kind of scary.
Well, it's opening the door to a historical rewrite of our American founding. Bob Zadek, thank you for being with us.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.